This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to pandemic and a marginalized industry. Yesterday was International Sex Workers' Rights Day. That story will be in about 15 seconds from now. A group of scientists who researched this area marked this by asking the Biden administration to decriminalize sex work as part of its criminal justice reform. In part, they're calling to repeal laws passed during the Trump administration, including online versions of this, a part of the industry that's been transformed by the pandemic. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
By its very nature, most sex work doesn't involve social distancing. It didn't for Cinnamon Love. That's her professional name.
I could not work. Because we had to lock down, the idea of doing in-person work was, it was impossible.
She had to go completely online.
I was very nervous. Digital work has a learning curve.
She studied up on lighting, shooting video, and photographing herself. She also ramped up her social media, including her OnlyFans account. That's a paid platform for sexual content.
Sorry, I have an interruption happening in my room. One second.
Meanwhile, she's had other responsibilities.
What are you looking for? Can you not right now?
Love's grown daughter and grandchild have been at home all day, every day.
Thank you. Sorry.
After some lean months, Love made $72,000 before taxes last year. That's what she earned pre-pandemic. But she's got a following and has been doing this work for 26 years. Other sex workers aren't making that kind of money, says Mireille Miller-Young, a feminist studies professor at UC Santa Barbara.
Sex work was among a kind of array of jobs that are incredibly, you know, vulnerable and precarious, like in the gig economy, right, where you're not protected.
But a lot of people have turned to this type of gig. OnlyFans says it had over 1 million people selling content on the site in December. That's 9 times more than the year before. And the market was already saturated, says Angela Jones, a sociologist at Farmingdale State College.
Now you have this influx of people who are looking for work online. They're finding, we all know what happens in saturated markets, what happens to wages.
They go down. This week, Jones and Miller-Young were among the researchers asking for the repeal of the so-called 2018 SESTA-FOSTA laws that were meant to stop online sex trafficking. Along with other safeguards, they compel social media platforms to censor certain posts. Cinnamon Love says that had other consequences.
It penalized people who were doing consensual sex work from being able to have access to the platforms that they need to drive traffic to platforms where they make money.
And that, she says, ends up especially hurting people who are doing this just to get by. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.